It's going to be a rather gloomy day across the Midwest today, mainly because of dense cloud cover and a west-northwesterly wind. They'll be blowing cooler air across the region. The majority of the precipitation is done with the region for a little while, but don't turn your back too long. There will be a couple of storms headed back into the region before the next week is over, and by the time the month is over, we may have seen two or three fair-sized storm systems before it's all said and done. Well, the precipitation prospects across the region today are not impressive at all. I think we will be mostly dry. Could be a few snow flurries across the upper Midwest. We might see a few rain showers in the lower easternmost parts of the region here this morning, but for the most part, it will be a dry day. We'll expect that cool air to continue pushing in through the region, and west-northwesterly winds will continue today and be somewhat stiff at times. Probably see those speeds getting up into the range of 15 to 25 miles per hour sustained, and there will be some gusts that will work their way up to more than 35 miles per hour. Most of the wind will be in the western Corn Belt. And then as we move into the day tomorrow, the winds will lighten up. It'll be a very cold morning tomorrow, and then we'll start a nice little warming trend that will prevail through the weekend. And that warm-up is expected to bring those temperatures back into an above-average range within a quick couple of days. The returning warm, moist air into the cold air mass may be enough to set off a little bit of precipitation in a part of the plains when we first start seeing this precipitation evolve along the warm front. And it looks as though the majority of the precipitation that comes with that warmer air is not going to be very well organized. We'll look for trace amounts upwards to about a quarter of an inch and nothing more than that. And after that system passes across the region, there'll be some more cool air coming southward out of Canada, and we may see some additional chilly mornings coming up as we move forward in time. However, it will probably not be as cold as it will be tomorrow morning and on Saturday morning. During those mornings, we'll expect to see the lows in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt dropping below 0 Fahrenheit. We'll look for the lower eastern Midwest to see teens and 20s during the next few nights, and that's cold enough still to cause a little bit of stress, but not a lot. And certainly winter crops that are not protected by a layer of snow are not likely to be negatively impacted. The low temperatures will rebound as we get towards the first part of next week, with those low temperatures back into the teens and 20s for the most part. There could be a couple of locations that are still as cool as the single digits. And then as far as our high temperatures are concerned, as we move out through this next 3, 4, 5 day period, we'll probably start off with temperatures today locked into the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the region, while the high temperatures in the rest of the Midwest will be running mostly in the 30s and 40s. The odds are good that we will see warmer conditions occur towards the first part of next week, and at that time we'll be looking at highs on Sunday, maybe Monday, working their way back up into the 50s and 60s in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, but the northwestern Corn Belt will probably still see temperatures only in the 20s and 30s. There are two, maybe three storm systems of fair size that will line up and march across the Midwest as we go through the week next week. And unfortunately, one of those storms will probably impact the region during the Christmas holiday. So be aware of that. We can't give too much details about that event quite yet, but the odds are high that we will see rain and some thunderstorms working their way through the region as we move across that Christmas holiday period starting on Thursday of next week and continuing into the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.